My boyfriend decided to cancel our lunch plans today. I was a little disappointed, and, well, he knows how I get when I'm disappointed. I decided that I wanted to go have a little fun without him. But I left him a note on our bathroom mirror, letting him know where I was. I just decided to go down the street a little bit to one of our favorite small restaurants. They have a nice little bar area and a wonderful happy hour that I sometimes indulge too much in. And so I found myself there at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I took a seat at the bar and flirted a bit with the bartender, ordered a little snack and my first glass of wine. Not too shortly after, you walked in. You didn't want to sit at the stool directly next to me because, well, you don't know me and that would have been very forward. So you just asked if I was saving any seats for anyone, and I said no. And you left an empty seat between us and sat down at the next seat over. You ordered a cocktail. I think it was an old-fashioned, if I remember correctly. It was very nice to see a man who appreciates a stiff drink. It was easiest to start up a conversation by both of us talking to the bartender. Before you know it, we were answering each other's questions and just talking directly to one another. I had decided when I was going to go out and have some fun for myself that I would put on one of my very favorite outfits. I'm a very simple girl who, well, likes to show off what she's got. That often means that I'm much more likely to be found in a tight pair of jeans and a low-cut blouse than a sundress. Sundresses really aren't my style. So on this particular afternoon, I put on a lovely little pair of black strappy heels, nothing too tight or too high. They're a very sensible shoe, but they look very delicate and they give a nice effect overall to the leg. And I put on a pair of black cropped jeans, just short enough that they show off a good amount of my ankle and the strap at the top of the shoe. They're comfortable, but they're very form-fitting. Stretchy with 5 buttons at the fly. They really hug my curves and up over my ass, which of course you couldn't see at first because I was sitting down, but you could see the curve of my hips. The top that I chose is very, I don't know if loose is the right word, but kind of almost see-through black. Sheer fabric that's kind of draped over each shoulder into a V-neck in the front. But there's nothing really closing the V-neck at all, just the fact that it overlaps. but if I'm not careful, it can come very open. And if I lean forward, I would be giving everyone quite a show. So I decided to wear a black lacy bra underneath that would coordinate just in case anyone got a peek. You noticed how low cut the top was when you were talking to me and how I liked to play with the edge of the V-neck with my fingers, running over the curve of my breast as we chatted and I flirted with you. You ordered another drink and asked if I wanted a second glass of wine. I said yes, and you were very excited. This very beautiful woman at the end of the bar was obviously interested in you, and you were wondering, well, how lucky were you going to get this afternoon? Now I fancy myself quite the insatiable woman. I definitely like all of the attention I can get, for sure. And somewhere halfway through my second glass of wine, I noticed that my boyfriend had come into the restaurant and was sitting at the end of the bar. He didn't come over to say hello or anything, which of course made me a little cross, but I understand why. He was enjoying watching me flirt with you. You, of course, were oblivious to all of this when I started making eyes at him. And when I noticed he went off to the bathroom, I excused myself and said I would be right back. I had to take care of a few things. I'm not sure what you thought I meant, but little did you know that when I went over to the bathroom, he was waiting for me, kind of pushed me up against the wall and kissed me, whispered into my ear that he wanted me to fuck you and bring you home. Oh, this, of course, turned me on to no end, and I happily said I would oblige. I like being bad, but I also like knowing that he likes it when I'm bad, too. It makes it all the more fun. I came back over to the bar, and you were just closing out your tab and had paid for my drink as well. You asked if I wanted to get out of there, and I said yes. I think you thought you were probably taking me back to your place, but when I suggested that my house was right around the corner, you had no objections to me taking you to my bed. Little did you know I was taking you to our bed, and that you were going to become my plaything for the evening, to please me however I wanted. We got back to the house and we were kissing a little bit. I threw myself back on the bed and took off my shoes and unbuttoned my jeans and demanded that you put your mouth to work. You happily obliged and pulled off my pants down over my ass. Took note of the black lace thong that I was wearing and pulled that down as well, taking it completely off so that you could spread my legs and dive headfirst into my dripping wet pussy. I was very excited and loud, moaning and encouraging you. My thighs wrapping around your head, So it's understandable that you didn't notice or hear when my boyfriend came home. He came into the bedroom and just kind of stood there on the side. Behind you, you couldn't see him, and he wasn't making any noise. Oh, but he looked at me with such an encouraging, proud look on his face that just made me so happy. You see, I like being his insatiable little slut. Oh, I absolutely love it. Yeah. Just keep your head down there. Keep licking me. Maybe even stick a finger in my pussy. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Does it feel good? Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. This is turning me on so much. Having him watch me in the corner and having you eat my pussy between my legs. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I want to feel you inside me. So I tell you that I need your cock, and so you quickly get up and slide yourself right into me, still completely unaware that we're not alone in the room. Oh, fuck. Oh. You feel so good, filling me up, stretching me out, and I tell you that I want to be on top of you, and you quickly oblige, flipping me over while you're still inside me, not noticing, still so wrapped up in the girl that you're fucking, still feeling so lucky to have picked up such a easy slut. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Once I got started riding on your cock, is when you would first notice my boyfriend coming up behind me, putting his arm on my shoulder and kissing me on the neck. You get a little startled. You seem to be a little startled, but there's nothing you can really do because I'm fucking you and riding you on top, and you're kind of trapped, but he quickly reassures you that this is okay. And that I'm such a needy little whore who needs to be filled up. And that you're very lucky that I chose you to do the filling today. I listen as the two of you exchange pleasantries about me while I'm riding on your cock. Making me feel so beautiful and adored. that he wants to share me with you. Oh, it isn't long before I notice that his cock is out. Oh, and pressed right up against my ass. You're a little worried, but fuck if it doesn't feel so good. I'm moaning and dripping all over your big cock. And slowly, inch by inch, he starts to enter my ass. Yeah, can you feel him against you? You feel me getting so fucking tight? Filled up like the good little slut that I am. Insatiable little whore. Oh. And it feels so good being filled up by you. My pussy clenching down on your cock. You can tell I'm getting close. And he tells you to keep fucking me. Because I need to come all over that cock. Yeah. Fuck, I need to come on that cock. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I love being filled up like this. So good. Yeah, I feel so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. It's riding on you. Slamming down on your cock as he slams into my ass harder every time. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I need to come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. Fuck. Fuck, I'm getting close. Don't you stop fucking me. Don't you dare stop fucking me. Oh God. 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 Oh fuck, I'm right there. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. I'm gonna come. Oh fuck, I'm coming. Oh fuck, I'm coming on your cock. Oh fuck. Can you feel that? Oh, can you feel me? Fucking, oh, coming all over your cock. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Oh, stay right there. Stay right there. Stay inside me. Oh, stay inside me. You're not done yet. Oh, I'm not done with you yet. Stay inside me. Feel all of the, oh fuck. Feel all the aftershakes of our orgasm. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, oh, he's still in my ass. Oh, feeling me clench on him. Ah, you need to stay deep inside me, because he's gonna come in my ass, and you need to feel that. You need to feel him fill me up with his cum. Oh, oh, he's getting closer. Oh. Oh my God, can you feel him coming? Can you feel that? Can you feel that? Fuck. Oh my God. 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 Oh, and as he pulls out, fuck. Oh, you feel his cum just dripping out of me down onto your balls. And I slowly pull myself off of you and collapse on the bed next to you. Messy, wet puddle of fucking orgasmic delight. Ah. Oh. Ah. Oh. Fuck. I roll over and kiss you. And thank you for being my little plaything. But now it's time for you to go, because I have someone that I want to cuddle with, and it's not you.